Good morning.
I'm gonna grow my hair down to my feet so strange, so I look like a walking mountain range, and I'm gonna ride into Omaha on a horse, out to the country club and the golf course, carrying the New York Times, shoot a few holes, blow their minds.
Fridays, it's family fun and big dollar excitement as Bob Barker, the Orson Welles of quiz shows, brings you thrills, spills, and wacky game show hijinks on Bob Barker's Squid Wrestling $4.
Yes, it's Squid Wrestling $4, brought to you by Bowser Sheen. Thousands of shiny dogs agree it's Bowser Sheen. And now, here's your host, Bob Barker.
Well, thank you, Lyle. Well, Mrs. Janet Beefcop of Factory Waste, California, we're going for all the money now. Here's your question.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
True or false? I eat moon rocks.
False.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love them for breakfast every day. It's into the tank with you to wrestle Fifi, our squid rescue for Dollar Squid. She'll be going at that for a little while. Now let's meet our next contestant. Tell us about him, Susie Quattro.
All right, Bob, our next contestant comes from Cleveland, Ohio, makes his living picking up empty Pepsi cans for raising funds for the PLO. So join us now.
Don't miss Bob Barker's Squid Wrestling for Dollars Fridays. And don't forget, keep watching Station Number H and find out how you can get your home version of Squid Wrestling for Dollars.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Biff.
We thought maybe you weren't going to make the weenie bake.
What? Not make the weenie bake? Say, that'll be the day when I miss the weenie bake in Omaha.
Well, gee, what's so hot about Omaha?
What? Who are you?
I'm a stranger in town.
Well, listen, stranger in town, you ought to try living here. It'd very likely put the roses back in your cheeks.
When I want any roses in my cheeks, I'll get in touch with you. Besides, what do they got in Omaha?
What do they got in Omaha?
What do they got?
Sunday mornings on Station Number H are informative and uplifting. At 7:30, it's the documentary series Pornography, How It's Done.
Okay, you want to move the cameras over there? Okay,
we need the light on Rob.
We need the
over
light.
Here.
See, then, as Toodles, yeah, Toodles, as you step out of the mountain of ice cream there, the camera, see, will pan over to Rob in the bathtub reading Herman Melville, okay? Ready for a take?
At 8, it's Cotton Cheese Duck's Hour of Reckoning.
And I say to you, my children,
have an amen,
that the angels are laughing at you.
Let me have $10.
Yeah, you look funny to them.
Let's have lunch.
All standing around there staring up, looking up in the sky for it. You're weird.
Right.
Get out of my church.
After Cotton Cheese Duck, it's Big City Safari time with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Howdy, hunters. Yeah, this here's Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. And, oh, wait, I think there's a parakeet nest inside this window. Let's look, shall we?
Eat your cereal, Joey.
Yes, Mom.
Here's your coffee, dear.
Thank you, Ethel.
And a breadcrumb for Tweety.
What's this feather doing in my coffee, Ethel?
Got him. You see there, hunters? It's all in how you stalk these suburbanites. The stalking is the whole thing.
Start your week with Station Number H.
Imagine a 40-foot-tall dragon molded out of the flames of hell, standing in all its evil majesty on a neon stage. Imagine a wall of amplifiers 60 feet in the air, spewing out a tidal wave of tribal sounds that sweep you away to another dimension and splash your brain on the beach of time itself. Imagine a generation mutating before your very eyes. Imagine anything you want in the Omaha Civic Auditorium Monday, March 29th, as no one comes to town. Yes, No One will be in concert Monday, March 29th. No One, non-live at the Omaha Civic Auditorium as you've never seen No One before. Are you ready? Can Omaha handle one night only with no special guests, not live on stage? No One. Monday, March 29th in the Omaha Civic Auditorium. Absolutely no admission. The first 1,000 people at the door will be turned away. Believe it, No One is coming. It's not a rumor.
A non-existent presentation.
Okay, I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
You're listening to Otis 12 and Diver Dan. Do me.
On Z92 in Omaha.
Yeah, keep listening, hosers.
Wanna lose weight? Need some exercise? Join Daffy Garbanzo. Weekdays on station number H. And lose.
Stroke, two, three, four. Keep rowing, ladies.
Oh, Daffy, you're wonderful.
Remming speed, shut up. We're almost near the Roman fleet. Remming speed, yeah.
There's no more effective way to drop those pounds except forced exercise with Daffy Garbanzo. Weekdays on station number 8888888888.
Attention, space buddies. It's time to gather around your wireless transceiver communicator, snap on your decoder beanies, and send your alter egos off to the stars. It's time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Come along, Stupid Larry. Bring the dead dog, will you? Drag him along if you have to.
With his sidekick, Stupid Larry.
Hi, space buddies and space buddesses.
And Glorf, the dead Martian dog. Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, had signed a contract with a new sponsor. We will rejoin our daring space adventure after this word from our sponsor.
Let's talk about cheese for a moment, shall we? Cheese. Think about it. Cheese. Just how often have you been sitting on a cliff watching a B-52 in the sun dive into the western horizon of the Pacific Ocean, waiting for the searing heat of the thermonuclear fireball to reach you, and suddenly wondered, just what the heck is cheese? The answer is simple. Unfortunately, it's too disgusting to explain, so let's just think of cheese as yellow stuff that we sell. Yes, we sell a lot of yellow stuff. We're the folks at Plorg. America spells cheese P-L-O-R-G. Stupid, I know, but that's...
And now, back to our exciting space adventure as Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog fight for survival in the Dungeon of Doom.
Well, Stupid Larry, here we are in the Dungeon of Doom, chained to the damp cold stones of an evil keep, awaiting our fate.
Gee, Space Commander Wack, how did we get here? All I can remember is it's cheese and a B-52.
Never mind that, Stupid Larry. The Dungeon of Doom Doom Door is opening to reveal our enemy.
But first, this word from Plorg.
America faces a growing energy crisis. Foreign oils flooding our markets, and our increasing reliance on these undependable sources places us in a dangerous situation that threatens our very existence as a free nation. And that's why Plorg is spending $6 billion this year advertising cheese. Because America spells cheese R-O-L-A... No. And P-L-O-R-G, and Plorg cuts it too.
We now return to our exciting space adventure as Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog watch in terror as the Door of Doom swings open.
The Door of Doom is opening, Space Commander Wack. Soon our sadistic persecutor will be revealed.
Yes, Stupid Larry, the Door of Doom is opening.
Just look at it open there, Space Commander Wack. It's
still opening.
Continuing to open.
Behold, it opens still.
More thrilling door openings in outer space after this.
Cheese through the ages, cheese quested for by mythical heroes, cheese worshipped and ignored by ancient astronauts, cheese buried by pirates, cheese in mass transit, cheese used to mark trails in Borneo, cheese, who hides it and why, cheese, object of desire, cheese thrown at camels, cheese lost, cheese found, cheese in the future, cheese luncheon of idiots, cheesy cheese and Cheryl Teagues, cheese gateway to India, cheese for them, cheese, and Indonesia spells cheese, curly squiggle circle with dots and a parabolic doodle under a sort of a squash. end.
Meanwhile, back in the Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, the Door of Doom continues to open.
Gee, that must be an awfully big Door of Doom that is, still
awful,
opening.
Awful, awful big. Yep, Door of Doom still opening. Look at that, still opening there. Wow.
Tune in again next time for more...
Cheese! Remember, most of it is yellow, at least at first anyway. Cheese is just another way we make money at Plorg, insensitive since 1929.
Exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander!
Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomy, good morning from Z92.
Join station number H for the wide world of Jell-O. Yes, the wide world of Jell-O. This week featuring the ladies' 10,000-meter run through Jell-O.
Runners, to your marks. Set.
And then the wide world of Jell-O crew travels all the way to Des Moines, Iowa for the Tanya Tucker Jell-O Golf Open. Then it's time for the Sport of Kings. Yes, the $1 million added Jell-O sweepstakes from Hialeah. Join the wide world of Jell-O on station number H, Saturday mornings at 3 a.m.
I think all right-thinking people in this country are sick and tired of being told that ordinary decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired.
No.
I am certainly not. Well, I'm sick and tired being told that I am.
Lady Hattie Jones?
Dead puppy. Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead, 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 dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
We are experiencing technical difficulties. I realize that's a very broad generality and could be any of a number of problems. However, Otis 12 and me, Diver Dan Doomy, don't want to disguise our shortcomings, so here's what's really going on, okay? We don't want to lie. We don't want to cover up for ourselves, so here's the truth.
Turn out the light and hold me.
Red Chinese paratroopers are landing on the lawn, and Otis and I are outside defending America. All right? So we made a little mistake.
Is this on?
We happen to think America is worth
is
a little
on?
Technical difficulty. Okay? Happy now? We now return to our regular programming.
adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective.
Hey, Lance, this traffic is terrible.
Yeah, sure, Dingo.
Yeah, but Lance, if we don't get out of this traffic jam, we won't get to the waterfront in time to stop the Forerig and the agents.
Yeah, sure, Dingo.
But Lance, those spies have already kidnapped Mayor Fogbound, stolen the plans of the Doomsday Rocket, imprisoned Lovely Mary Lovely in an abandoned warehouse.
Tough break.
Yeah, the bomb's set to explode in 10 minutes, and they stole 6 Ms. Pac-Man machines, and they may have the Kielbasa Diamond or the Bishop's credit card. We can't really be sure. Ouch! Gee, Lance, you just shot me in the leg.
You talk too much, Dingo. I can't stand people who talk too much.
Gee, Lance, now if we don't get out of this traffic jam, I'll die. The spies will get away. Lovely Mary Lovely will be blown up. And are you reloading, Lance? Why are you reloading?
Hey, Doc?
Oh, what's the matter, Stallion? Was he talking too much again?
Yeah, he was. Here, take a look at him. Why do I do it, Doc? Why do I always do this?
Because you're tough, Stallion. You're as tough and you're as mean as this city is.
You're right, Doc. Just look at that town out there. Home, sweet home. Extremely Long Beach, California. 400 oil tanker terminals. 172 toxic chemical dumps. 37 microwave oven factories. The number one Tupperware sales lady in the Southwest District. Yeah, it's where I tie up my houseboat, the Scotch and Cola. Extremely Long Beach, California, where I fight crime with Dingo Schwartz, my accident-prone left-hand man. And you, Doc, Dr. Professor, a rummy, a wino, but a great dermatologist. This is where my girl lives, the doomed Lovely Mary Lovely.
Hey, Lance, you just shut yourself.
Sometimes I talk too much, Doc.
Here, I'll patch you up, Stallion. Hey, it's only a flesh... Oops! You dropped my medicine. Maybe I ought to just work on your complexion. Where'd I put that other bottle or my scalpel? Hey, are you reloading, Lance?
Yeah, Doc, hurry up. I got spies to catch.
Hey, Lance. How are we going to find Lovely Mary Lovely before the bomb goes off? I mean, there must be 100 warehouses in this neighborhood.
We'll find her, because we have to.
But how?
Simple, Dingo. We'll find a spy, and he'll lead us to the Lovely Mary Lovely and the bomb.
Hey, look, Lance. There's a mailman.
Close enough.
You got him, but why?
It's a tough city, Dingo. Search him for clues.
Yeah, sure. Right, boss. Gee, Lance. Lance. Was that Mary?
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Oh, hey, boss, by the way, found this on the mailman. It's your gas bill.
It's a tough shitty, all right. Tough shitty.
Was Lovely Mary Lovely killed in the warehouse explosion? What will the spies do to Mayor Fogbound? Can Lance and Dingo recover the plans of the Doomsday Rocket? Can Stallion pay his gas bill? Tune in next time and find out on Lance Stallion, Radio Detective. I wonder if I'm talking too much.
Yes.
It's a tough shitty, Mac. Searching for clues, Dingo.
Yeah, sure, boss.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
KEZO Omaha. Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomey on Z92.
Station number H is proud to present the adaptation of Shakespeare's classic Hamlet into a television serial. And now, some scenes from the opening episode.
Honest, Madge, it's not what you think. I don't know how that blonde got in my suitcase.
Then, after Hamlet, it's that crazy, wacky duo, Flip Rosencrantz and Doodles Guildenstern in The Dukes of Denmark. And right after The Dukes, the bounce is back in situation comedies with My Mother, Lady Macbeth.
Out, damn spot. Go on, off the carpet. Hit it.
Yes, it's all on station number H. Hilarious Indecision with Hamlet. Danish Hijinks with the Dukes of Denmark. And The Jiggles Back with My Mother, Lady Macbeth. All on station number H.
For Hemophilia Community College, Fighting Bleeders football is on the air with the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Join us as the Bleeders head coach explains away the highlights of last week's Fort Hemophilia game and picks the winners in this week's Big 8 contests on the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show.
Hawaiian, good day, hello, buenos dias. I'm Yasha Foymi, your host for the Barry Sweatshirt Show, and nice to have you with us, Barry.
Great to be here, Yasha.
You had sort of a rough game last week.
Better be here than there. Yeah, let's just say we were playing against Our Lady of Notre Dame head hackers. Let's just say they never would have won a round of golf with that score. You know,
it was sort of a tough score. Probably pretty rough on the parents of some of those boys hurting that
some
first
quarter. Some of the bereaved
sweep.
Are trying to put it out of their minds. Yes, that's true.
And maybe by next week you'll be able to get that construction equipment off the field and the players will have
They've
a
been promising
time.
That for a long
well,
time.
Well, let's move right along to the Big 8 pick, shall we, Barry?
Okay.
What are your picks this week? First, we got Missouri at Oklahoma State. Looks like a tough one.
Well, there's two words in the name Oklahoma State, just one in Missouri, so we got to go Oklahoma State to win 2-1.
Sounds like a really educated prediction there.
I've
2-1.
Been to college, man.
Yeah, 2-1. Oklahoma State over Missouri. Now we got Iowa State at Kansas State. A big
Iowa State at
interstate
Kansas.
Rivalry. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Idaho State and the Citadel. That's what.
No, that's.
I don't know what say Kansas State 50. Those other guys too. Huh?
Like what? A man who knows the game of football. Like Oklahoma at Texas.
Well, yeah, Oklahoma's mean and rotten. They deserve to lose big. So we'll say 85-0 Texas because they're Oklahoma's mean and rotten.
Never let emotion rule any of your picks.
No,
you?
Sir.
And Nebraska at Kansas?
Well.
Got to be a tough one to pick.
Kansas might win. They might. And Idi Amin might win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, so what score are you picking there?
Nebraska 826, Kansas nothing. We'll go with that.
And what was your record last week? You got lucky.
Last week we were 3-4. That's a 429%.
That
you
brings
know.
You to 920-1 for the year.
Right.
Cool 3-10.
Looking good.
Maybe you can pick that up as the year goes on. We'll look forward
I
to checking
it,
these
though.
Picks out.
Well, next week we play the Panthers.
Just the Panthers? What school?
That's all it says on the schedule. I don't know if they go to school or not. That's why I'm real worried because they sent the game films and Marlon Perkins is narrating them. So it's the Panthers.
So against the Panthers next week?
I'm just so concerned.
Very good. Well, that's it for the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Back to control.
Tune in next week for more picks on the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show.
Sunday mornings, right after the Devil Worship Hour, it's the ultimate in real-life adventure as Station Number H proudly presents the Brooks and Brooks Show. Yes, every week, funny man Mel Brooks does something terrible to pretty baby Brooke Shields. This week, it's more fun than you can stand as Mel drops Brooke off in El Salvador, land of enchantment.
Okay, Brooke, here's your 20 pesos. Good luck. Hope you make it back to Hollywood.
Okay, Mel, look at them down there. Their hair's so dirty and it's all matted. Maybe I can give them some hair care tips. Well, oh, they don't smoke, do they? That's why I can never embrace communism, because Castro smokes those horrible smelly cigars. Is this parachute a Calvin? I couldn't shoot in anything that's not a Calvin. Hi, guys. Be patient. I'll be right down. No, you have to have your own pen if you want an autograph. You have a pen down there?
Join us this week and every week as Mel Brooks does something horrible to Brooke Shields on the Brooks and Brooks Show on Station Number 8.
It's Tino, it's Neato, the news with Nestor Neato, the news with Nestor Neato, the news with Nestor Neato.
Tuesday nights on Station Number H, after all the old reruns, it's the great outdoors right in your living room. It's safari fun in the city with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Howdy there, Urban Hunters. This here's Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. And today, well, we're out hunting donuts right here on I-80. Of course, all you like them donuts for breakfast and stuff, and they're sort of hard to get, you know, especially out of season like this. What we do is just stand out here on the interstate until... till we see an old home bread truck. Wait, oh, there's one now. Just hide here behind the sign. Get behind that exit sign and wait just then he comes up. Now jump out and blast! There he goes! Now, here's a little hint. You might want to keep a grenade in reserve so that you can knock off that driver. Sometimes they're a little testy about you grabbing their donut, but just try to get him.
sportsman, marksman, grape shot wizard, Tommy Floodbus, only on station number H.
And what is this one? Spring surprise.
Ah, that's one of our specialities. Covered in dark, velvety chocolate. When you pop it in your mouth, stainless steel bowls spring out and plunge straight through both cheeks.
Well, where's the pleasure in that? If people pop a nice little chocolate in their mouth, they don't...
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wex, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Russian Dog had been placed in a small foreign car by disgruntled pet owners and were hurtling towards certain doom as they raced out of control towards a gathering of psychiatrists in a welding shop.
Oh, cut. Forget that stupid stuff. It's passé. Stupid Larry, what does passé mean?
Space Commander Wex, what are you doing? We were hurtling towards our traditional doom and you interrupted.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Don't you see all this space stuff and welding psychiatrist is passé, whatever that is. Anyway, I've taken the liberty of rewriting the script so that we can cash in on the wave of the future, the past.
The past?
Sword and sorcery!
Journey with us now to a new strange and savage world. A land that time and the television networks have forgotten. A realm of magic, enchantment, and people who talk funny. The domain of wizards, dragons, and dead Martian dogs. The backdrop of the adventures of Space Barbarian Wack.
Space Barbarian!
This is an age of heroism. A time when women were women and men wore scratchy animal skins. The planet is the forbidding desert world, Vapor Rub 4. The time, the distant past. The scene, the marketplace of the ancient city, Gas Food Motel. The massive gates open. And the stranger from beyond the Big Sands is revealed in all his glory.
What ho, good serfs, peasants, and downtrodden peons of the ancient city of Gas Food Motel.
Yes, Space Barbarian Wax, Space Barbarian had arrived at his moment of destiny.
Was it something I said, guys?
Yes, Space Barbarian Wax, Space Barbarian had come to free the peaceful.
Listen, the dog's dead already.
To free the peaceful serfs of Vapor Rub 4.
Mess with my magic sword, will ya? Come, noble Glorf, the dead magic charger. Let us, mosey on and find the evil wizard who is enslaving all these dead peasants.
Join us again next time for more exciting swords and sorcery with Space Barbarian Wack. Space Barbarian! You'll hear adventure.
Oh, come on, Glorf. Giddy up already.
You'll hear wizardry and magic.
But I don't want to be the evil wizard, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, come on, evil wizard Larry. Pull the egg out of my ear again, huh?
You'll hear romance.
Pull another rabbit out of your hat, Stupid Larry.
Okay, presto change-o. No doubt about it, I gotta get another hat.
You'll hear bizarre chipmunks attack beautiful women clad in animal skins. Next time on Space Barbarian Wack, Space Barbarian with swords and sorcery.
Hey, Stupid Larry, I sure like that pointy hat you're wearing.
Oops.
Oops. I hate it when a wizard says oops.